Egypt is now in a very, very delicate and vulnerable position because the Egyptians have made it clear that if the Israelis attack Rafah and they go into the so-called Philadelphia Corridor, the space between Gaza and Egypt, which under the treaty that reaches back to the 73 war, is ultimately their responsibility. That is Egypt's responsibility. If that is somehow or another violated by the Israelis, technically that's regarded as an act of war. On the other hand, the Egyptian spokesman and the foreign ministry have come out and said, "Well, we haven't said we'll go to war. That's not quite what we mean." And now we have this pending ground offensive on Rafah, which everybody recognizes, as King Abdullah and Jordan pointed out, that's going to kill tens of thousands of people. We don't know how many people it will kill, but could kill 100,000. You already have a 500,000 people that are on the verge of starvation. You have huge problems with water purification, disease. This is just quote unquote icing on the cake that's going to make life there that much more terrible. He wants to do something, but he doesn't want to do it on his own. And I'm quite certain that he and President Erdogan spoke about this in great detail. Erdogan, I suspect, has told Sisi, "We will stand by you. We will support you." We'll see. Mr. Erdogan was the gentleman at the final press conference who talked about Gaza. And he was very clear in his condemnation of what the Israelis have done and had really warned them against doing more of it. Sisi said nothing about it publicly.
Right.
He stood on the side and watched. So remember, Turkey is the de facto leader of the Sunni Muslim world in military terms and increasingly in political terms. So I think some agreements were reached in private. In April, and April-May timeframe is when some of your listeners will remember that I predicted that you would see this begin to take on the dimensions of a true regional war. Sisi and Erdogan will meet in Turkey. We'll see where we are then. But I think this is the beginning of a coalescing alliance across the region.